Jenna slows the pace and reminds us that you can't know where you're going until you know where you are. And how can we if we don't take a moment to pause and check in with how we really are or how we really feel?
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. I honestly can't believe it. My book is going out into the world tomorrow. It is being released after 2 years of work. It just feels honestly surreal. And I think that nearly every single author has this one thing on their mind as they write their book. They're thinking, I wonder what my reader will think about this story. It's like you can't help but visualize their point of view as they take in your words for the first time. Are they going to find surprises and meanings where even the author didn't know they left it? What's going to be their biggest takeaway? What will they talk about over coffee with a friend as they say, actually, I just read something like this in a book that I'm reading? See, here's how I look at it. Readers are the recipients of the love letter that is a book, and today I finally get to hear some replies to that letter. And the best part is, so do you. I am stepping away from the mic today so that real readers of my first debut book, How Are You Really, can tell you why they picked up this book, share their own unique perspectives and reactions to its stories, and what lessons they want to integrate into their lives. And I heard a spoiler, but there are some special messages embedded in this episode for me that you get to listen in on as well. Now, before I let these readers speak, I want to remind you, you can pick up your copy of How Are You Really wherever books are sold or by going to howareyoureallybook.com. I cannot wait for you to read these stories and to be the recipients of this love letter that has been a passion project of my life, one of my greatest pieces of work. So are you ready? The readers are speaking. Let's listen. Being Boss Podcast, hosted by Emily Thompson, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Being Boss is an exploration of not only what it means, but what it takes to be boss as a creative business owner, freelancer, or side hustler. Being Boss is another amazing resource for anyone interested in getting inspired and, more importantly, getting started. I'm so confident that if you love Gold Digger, you'll love Being Boss. Emily covers topics like releasing the sense of urgency in business, how to empower yourself at work and have a side hustle, and finding your passion and purpose in life using astrology. Listen to Being Boss wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello, Tiana Tai here. I spend my work life helping CEOs curate empowering company cultures with immersive team building experiences. And in my personal life, I'm an introvert with two dogs, a firefighter husband, and a two-month-old. So the question, how are you really? Yeah, that one hit me at the perfect time. I've actually been in Jenna's orbit for years now, and while her journey is beautifully documented, she doesn't do her community the disservice of sugarcoating the hard bits. And so that's actually what drove me to picking up her first book. It is a literal blend of joy, inspiration, resilience, and I really like that there's a surprising dose of nostalgia that just kind of makes you feel good. I'd have to say my favorite part so far is just the level of realism that is happening in this book. It's very, very refreshing. So as an entrepreneur myself who serves other entrepreneurs in startups and whatnot, there are a lot of stories that we hear about entrepreneurs making these huge, scary leaps without the safety net, without the parachute, just kind of going for it, which is fantastic. But if I'm being honest, I'm not really the leaping type. Like, I plan, I take small steps, like messy action is great, but we're definitely going to have that parachute. And so Jenna's stories and encouragement in this book thus far really support that spirit in me rather than making me kind of feel less than for liking a little bit of stability in my life and in my journey. I mean, come on, I just said I have a 2-month-old, y'all. Like, we're going to need to take some baby steps along the way sometimes. You know it's a good book when you feel like you've got a friend across the table from you kind of nodding in validation, but in reality, you're just like sitting in your bed with a cup of coffee? Yeah. So as I was reading, this is the quote from this book that's really going to stick with me. Heck, sometimes we need the extreme. We need someone to say, get on this train right now or you're going to be stuck at the station. We need someone to say, last call. And sometimes we need someone to say, ma'am, you're already harnessed into the parachute. It's time to jump out of the plane. But not every decision is an all or nothing proposition. Some decisions happen to be a little bit of both. Whew. Now, I don't know about you, but that hit me right in the feels and made me feel so seen.
Hi, I'm Lauren Hyland, pregnant mom, multi-passionate entrepreneur, lover of not taking myself too seriously on video content. I'm looking at you, TikTok and Reels. And I'm obsessed with helping family entrepreneurs build businesses around the important things in their lives. I chose to read How Are You Really? For the simple fact that I love Jenna. Her willingness to share and teach impacted me at very pivotal points in my personal and business journeys, and I will be forever grateful for that, girlfriend. I had a moment reading the book that gave me all the warm and fuzzies. You see, I'm a lover of change and always on the lookout for opportunity. And Jenna puts this so clearly in Chapter 6, Rumble and Quake, How to Change Your Mind. There's a line about motherhood, but it's so applicable and important to apply to every area of your life. Jenna writes, I realized that my fear around motherhood shifted from what I would lose to all I might gain in becoming a mother. Now, if you remove the motherhood piece from it, it reads, I realized that my fear shifted from what I would lose to all I might gain in becoming. And that is a line, not just for mothers, but that is a line for anyone on the planet who wants to become something, right? We're all something special, but we're all changing and shifting and growing and learning through this life. And it was just such a special part to me. I highlighted it. I wrote it down. It was just awesome and such a good confirmation. So Jenna, thank you so much for your words, your vulnerability in this book. I am so, so proud of you and so happy to be on this journey with you. Love you, girlfriend.
Hello, hello. My name is Haley Thomas. I'm an avid listener of the Gold Digger podcast, a wife to my high school sweetheart, Wisconsinite, cat mom, yoga teacher, and business owner. When I'm not traveling or on my yoga mat, I'm helping women start and scale businesses that align with the life they desire to create. I am so excited for Jenna's book, How Are You Really? And have been secretly hoping she would write a book for some time now. I had the honor of learning from Jenna 2 years ago in a program she led, and it was truly the catapult for kickstarting this dream of mine. I remember listening to the Gold Digger podcast years ago, way before I even had a business, dreaming of what I could do and how I could make an impact on the lives of others. Her encouraging words through the years and her personal story helped me to realize we're not alone on this journey, that we can have our cake and eat it too, and that our stories have the power to change lives. And then I got my hands on her book, and oh my word, when I tell you I underlined an excessive amount in the first 50 pages alone, I am not lying. What I love about this book is the continued reminder through every story in every chapter to slow down, pause, and check in with how something feels to us. Jenna reminds us right away that each feeling is teaching us something, telling us about who we are right now. I feel like our world needs to hear this message as the majority of our society moves through life on autopilot and hustle. Jenna slows the pace and reminds us that you can't know where you're going until you know where you are. And how can we if we don't take a moment to pause and check in with how we really are or how we really feel? And after we take the time to get curious, to pause, to check in, it's about learning to trust that voice within us to guide our path ahead. whether it be a decision for our health, our business, our relationships. She reminds us through every story that the person we need to be asking first is ourselves. Rather than looking externally for validation or approval or answers from others, what if we first took the time to look inward and ask ourselves? Jenna says in the book, you'll know that the best path for you is one you can stand firm on. And more often than not, you hold the directions yourself. Lastly, I'd love to share a quote from the book that will stick with me big time. You don't have to predict the future in order to play big in the present. This book truly speaks to my soul, and I'm so grateful to you, Jenna, for putting your story and your words out into the world. Thank you.
Hello, hello. My name is Anna. I am a yoga teacher, an author, and a college student. Lots of things going on over here. I am so glad I read Jenna's book. I've been a lover of her work for many years, and mainly because I find her just very real and authentic and relatable. And her book was just that. It was vulnerable and honest and just so well thought out. I initially wanted to read it, one, because it was written by her, two, the title itself was just thought-provoking. How are you really? It made me think. And the book made me think about different aspects of my life that I probably hadn't given much thought to. Just because we are always on autopilot so much of the time, like we just move through life without giving certain things much thought. And this book kind of made me pause and ask myself what I really need. How am I really? And I'm just so appreciative of that. I think there were some aspects of the book that I couldn't fully relate to, but that I took so much from, which I think is so special, because even just the sections on marriage or motherhood, I can't relate to that myself, just based on my own life. But there is so much value in the chapters, aside from the topic matter, that I could so take into my life and apply just in other relationships I have. I am just so happy that this book is being put out to the world. I think it's so needed, especially in this time and how the world is right now. And it's something that we could all use. My favorite quote from the book was right at the end, and it was, "The beautiful thing about this life is that we can get it all. It's just up to us to define what it is." It was just, that was the quote. A good reminder that we can define what a good life is for ourselves, and we can decide what we want, what's right for us in this season, because it will change. And we can have it all, but it is just up to us to find out what that it is at this time in our lives.
Hello, hello. My name is Emily Vien. I am a French Canadian living in a small town near Quebec City with my 3-year-old son and soulmate. I am a productivity coach as well as a planning and time management expert. This expertise led me to create an online business called Emily the Planner, and I now help ambitious women to find time in their busy schedules for what matter the most. The reason why I chose to read How Are You Really is very simple. I've actually been following Jenna's journey for about 4 or 5 years now, and from day one, she truly became an inspirational icon to me. I love her work, her vibe, her products, her content, and the woman she is and the woman she becomes through the years. I was also then very curious to learn more about herself and her story, and I must also admit that I wanted to know the behind-the-scenes stuff. I wanted to figure out what such a successful online teacher and podcaster has to say when we ask her, "How are you really?" And most of all, as I am a time management expert working mostly with women, I wanted to learn directly from Jenna about time, productivity, life balance, and entrepreneurship. My favorite moment while reading this book was probably the chapter where she shared her career shift. She explained it in such a vibrant and human way, how she felt back then. And honestly, I saw myself back 5 years ago when I was feeling completely stuck. How Are You Really is definitely the book I would have needed 5 years ago, before my burnout, before my own career shift, before maternity, and well, when my work had taken the whole lead on my life. I know this book will be a major tool for women who don't necessarily feel aligned with whom they want to be in life. And personally, I will definitely recommend it to my own community and clients. So yes, this was my favorite moment while reading this book. And then my favorite quote in this book is this one. Turning into our intuition requires that we first be willing to get quiet, to be still, to ask ourselves for advice before we ask someone else. I am an entrepreneur myself, and I always feel that I must answer like 100 questions and take 500 decisions per day. I know I must learn to listen more to my own intuition because I know that it has always led me on the right path. But sometimes it seems very easier to ask someone else's advice. So this quote was a great and important reminder to me. So thank you very much for giving me the amazing opportunity to be amongst the very first readers of this book. It was a true honor. Thank you.
My name is Monique Harmon, and I am a social media strategist for wellness entrepreneurs, or wellpreneurs for short. I'm also the host of the Warrior Rulebook podcast, which is about self-improvement and self-care. I chose to read How Are You Really? Because I know anything Jenna puts out has soul and life behind it. So I wanted to be one of the first people to enjoy essentially being closer to Jenna's mind. The title definitely drew me to want to read it because it challenges you to get honest with your feelings and not sweep them under the rug, which is something I think we've all been guilty of at some point. Jenna shared a story about how she and her siblings had to choose between their parents buying a lawnmower bagger and a family vacation. And let me tell you, I was so happy to hear that she and her siblings chose the getaway instead of the bagger. They definitely had a valid reason to ask them to get the lawnmower bagger, but I'm so happy that they decided to choose an experience over something materialistic. I want to enjoy the little things in life, such as being around the people that I love. Sometimes just being in a room with them and not saying anything is still bliss. It's still amazing. And on the flip side, I definitely want to have more thrilling experiences than my 9-year-old self could have ever dreamt of. When I was that young, I mostly spent my money on ordering food out. And now as an adult, I'm so happy that I'm able to go outside and have outdoor adventures, get in touch with nature. But I also love exploring different activities as well. And a quote from the book that will stick with me is, "Everything around us is speaking."
Congratulations, Jenna, on the release of your new book, How Are You Really? This book is going to change the conversations we have, and I can't wait to see how it impacts everyone who gets their hands on it. Hi, friends. My name is Jennifer. I'm a wife, mother of two, business owner of a crop insurance agency, author of Everyday Courage, motivational speaker, avid runner, and future yoga teacher. I believe that coffee is the fuel that runs the world. And girls run the world too. The reason I chose to read How Are You Really is because I have been a fan of Jenna's for a long time. From her amazing Gold Digger podcast episodes to her incredible and digestible online courses, I have learned so much from Jenna about both business and navigating this crazy thing we call life. In fact, Jenna gave me the push I needed to start my podcast after taking her podcast lab course, and she helped me grow my email list through her List to Launch Lab. So when Jenna announced that she would have a book coming out, I knew I couldn't wait to dive into those delectable pages. One part of the book that I'm excited to apply to my life is about trusting my intuition. In her book, Jenna states, "Somewhere along the way, we began questioning our own intuition. We became information gatherers instead of information seekers. Only I know what's best for me, and I am looking forward to listening to my inner voice more often in my daily life and really dialing into my own intuition." Another part of the book that I am excited to apply to my life is the chapter on Soul Shavasana. In her book, Jenna states that rest is fuel for the living. Stillness scares us. We are lost as to how to fill our time with things we don't consider productive. I used to believe that rest was something I had to earn if I hustled hard enough. I am beginning to learn that there is wisdom in stillness, there is knowledge in the calm, and there is understanding in the dark. I am working on getting comfortable being uncomfortable in the stillness. A quote from the book that will stick with me is, "We can rest and work. We can dream and do dang things. We can set goals and boundaries. We can want more and define enough for ourselves. We can hold on to our value and change our minds. We can start, come back, and hit reset. We can power through, power down, and power off. We can break down and still break through." Jenna, keep doing big things. The world needs you. Happy Pub Day.
Hi, I'm Angel. I'm the owner of Josephine and Grace, a home decor and gift boutique in Northern Colorado. I have two little girls, and my husband and I have been married for 12 years already. I chose to read How Are You Really? Because I've already been so positively impacted by Jenna over the past several years that I just knew her book would be full of so much great knowledge and wisdom. She's always so willing to go above and beyond by sharing anything she thinks will help someone else, and I knew this book would be no different. One of my favorite moments so far has been getting to hear about Jenna's journey of healing and how a session with a friend led her to be guided toward describing the most vibrant version of herself and what that genuinely looked like to her, not what she thought it should look like or what the world thinks it should look like. And it reminded me of a favorite quote from the book when Jenna says, "I've learned that if we don't first start with knowing ourselves, we will struggle to show up authentically in all aspects of our lives." It just caused me to pause for a while to start taking inventory of my own life and areas where I'm showing up authentically already and areas where I could practice listening to myself more and what I truly want those parts of my life to look like. I'm beyond thankful to Jenna for her kindness to share her wisdom with anyone that reads the book. It's a life changer for sure.
Doing good isn't only good for those around us, it's also good for business. We've seen it time and time again. Companies with solid mission statements grow stronger with their customers, employee retention, and their bottom line. Whatever your mission is, HubSpot is on a mission to help your business grow better with a CRM platform that grows with you. HubSpot's easy-to-use website builder helps you create, manage, and update your business's unique online presence so you can get your mission out to the world quickly and easily. Plus, with seamless plugins that help you track customer activity, you'll know what's clicking and who's not, all from your HubSpot dashboard. Get started and get going for good with HubSpot. Learn how your business can grow better at HubSpot.com. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, gold diggers. My name is Abby Harriman. I live in Iowa with my husband and 4 amazing kiddos. We have 3 girls under the age of 8 and a newborn baby boy. My best time spent is with family and friends doing the things we love. I enjoy all things marketing, branding, events, and interior design. I empower women to live fearlessly, and mental health is very important to me. I help entrepreneurs scale through marketing, branding, and networking. I've always been a little extra, but it wasn't until a couple years ago I decided to embrace all that I am and live unapologetically in the pursuit of my dreams, which was to become an entrepreneur so I could spend more time with the people I love and have financial freedom. But following my dreams while working a full-time corporate career, juggling being a good mom and wife, I found myself exhausted, burnt out, and wondering what's next. So when Jenna announced, "How are you? Really?" I instantly pre-ordered and knew it had to be at the top of my must-read list. Jenna's book is exactly what my soul needed at this stage in life. One of my favorite moments while reading How Are You Really is when I felt like Jenna was listening to me. I felt so seen when I read, "You're going to have to walk slowly in the direction of yourself, one small step at a time." These words reminded me I am exactly where I need to be and that it's okay to slow down and take it one step at a time. I am excited to take Jenna's advice to rest, trust the ping, enjoy the present moment, and align with my values to create the life I want without risking my health and what matters most. I will be buying this book for family, friends, and clients because it is that special. As always, thank you, Jenna, for your beautiful heart and amazing guidance.
Hey, I'm Isabel Sali, a creative person at heart that loves gourmet chocolate and being out in nature, especially by the water. As to what I do, I'm an email copywriter for female coaches and eco brands. Now, to why I chose to read How Are You Really? Simply, the title hooked me in to question myself, how am I really? Plus, I've followed Jenna for a while, so I had a feeling there would be great takeaways in the book that would help me grow as a person. Sure enough, my gut feeling was right. You see, after reading the book, it removed this heavy weight. I'm excited to set boundaries, to be aligned with myself, and live my life fully without hiding who I am, all because of society's expectations. But to be honest, every chapter speaks to my heart, and I now feel less alone in wondering if it's just a me thing. A quote from the book that will stick with me is, "While change can feel scary and while we're prone to avoiding it, changing who you are is beautiful. Changing your mind isn't failure. Changing what you believe signifies growth. I know it can feel like we're betraying an identity or breaking something that was supposed to be unbreakable, but your identity is supposed to shift and transform as you grow."
My name is Katie Jordan. I am with Butterfly Tribe Blueprint. I am joining you today because I'm super excited. I've been able to be part of Jenna's book launch team. The reason I decided to read this book is because I think women are not truly honest with each other. When you say, "How are you?" do you really want to know? Are you truly asking how someone else is? And I think we could do a better job of supporting each other through this. And through this experience of Jenna's book, it has really brought me into some aha, into some tear-jerking moments. But it has simply been amazing because it doesn't matter how old you are, what walk of life you're in, this book really resonates with women across the board. And one of the parts I'm going to apply to my life is making that a part of my lifestyle. How do I want my life to feel? What do I want that to be on a day-to-day basis, not just the rush of life? My favorite quote was, "Pain, fear, and grief are not weaknesses. They are companions of your transformation. We are only in danger of losing time when we simply wait for them to go away." This has been so true in my life because of many different events that I have been through, things that I have experienced, and I'm no longer sitting and waiting for things to go by. I'm leaning into those feelings and those emotions and going to create that life that I want for me and my daughter. So thank you for your time. I'll chat with you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, my name is Natalie Jean. I'm the mom of four boys. They're between the ages of 3 and 11. I'm married to my college sweetheart. We've known each other for 20 years, been married for 14. He is a SWAT sniper. We are former gym owners. And currently I love helping overscheduled families like my own save time, money, and energy by shopping online for healthier and cleaner products because health and wellness is my passion. And I chose to read How Are You Really? Because, well, number one, Jenna has been a huge business mentor of mine. And number two, everything she does, she just pours her heart and soul into. So I knew that this book would be utterly amazing. My favorite moment was actually reading the intro because it was like my insides were screaming, yes, yes, she gets me. And so I just couldn't wait to dive in more to the book. And a quote that will stick with me is when she says, I had quit the job, but I hadn't quit the game. And it's just such a great reminder for me to not keep repeating the hustle, but to love my life more than trying to win at the game of what success looks like on paper.
Hi, I am Nicole. I'm a Minnesota mom of three young kiddos. I'm a wife to a supportive and funny and amazing guy. I'm a sister, I'm a friend, and currently I work full-time in marketing and sales operations. I chose to read How Are You Really? Because for the last year and a half or so, I have been on this personal development journey of sorts to figure out what it is exactly that I'm meant to do here with my life, to find and to hone in on what the universe is telling me to do and to dig into what brings me joy and figure out how I can turn those things into something that I do every day. My favorite moment when reading this book has been, well, first of all, in the first chapter when Jenna reminds us kindly that probably none of us are flossing enough, which made me feel pretty good. And secondly, most importantly, those head explode moments where your mind just kind of goes, which were a lot of them. One is where she says, what if by staying safe, you're risking never evolving, never growing, never trying, never creating your own happily ever after? And that really stuck with me because, yeah, that is exactly what I want to do. I want to create my own happily ever after. I love those aha moments. My most favorite quote from the book is straight out of chapter one, when she says, just as life is meant to be lived, feelings are meant to be felt. I think that's really important. We all talk a lot about how we only have one life, live your life, YOLO. But people don't always talk about feeling your feelings, listening to your feelings, and really honing in on how you feel, not just emotionally, but physically. And Jenna talks a lot about that in chapter one, too, which I think everybody will love. Thanks, Jenna, for the book. We love it.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
This is Tiffany Lorraine, the resilient mother of Resilience Results Coaching. I am an international best-selling co-author. I have three books that parts of my story are in. I am a college student. I am a divorced single mother of three, a creative, among many other things. This book was very relevant to me at this time as I'm in a chapter in my life where I'm reevaluating how I balance work and school and kids and have a life that I don't need a vacation from. And Jenna does that in a wonderful way with the question, how are you really? Now, the thing you have to know about Jenna and that I absolutely love about her is she is 100% authentic and she goes deep. I can relate to not being one that's really about small talk, but seeing a person and just wanting to go deep and talk about the things that really matter. And she does that in this book. I love this book. I was asked to be a part of the launch team and I just jumped right in. Little did I know how much this book would move and touch me and affect my life. It feels like a personal letter to me from my best friend who just wants to give me all of her wisdom on how to live my best life and have my true potential realized. My favorite moments reading the book are just how each chapter kept giving me content that spoke right to me from the heart of a woman who is an empath and cares and is a mother and is living the dream and is taking this opportunity to really give back in a big way. I'm excited to apply many parts of this book to my life as I didn't realize you could take different aspects of your life and ask, how are you really? How are you really with your money in your life? How are you really with your relationships? How are you really with the rest that you're taking in your life? I mean, these are just a few of the beautiful snippets that are in this book. It is a way to round out your life and consider every aspect of it and how you can be authentic and real and thrive and have a life that gives you enough joy to spread it to others, I guess would be the way I would put it. My favorite quote in the book is, "You are your own miracle in motion. No matter what you've gone through, take a moment to stop and pause on that preposition." We've all heard that line that everyone is going through something. Through is a powerful word because it means you didn't stop at the front door, the starting line, the opening scene. You went through, beyond, and forward to whatever came next. And if there was not a better way to sum up the last few years of my life, it would be that. And this also touched me because I often talk about my children as being the miracles of my life. But had I thought about me being the miracle, that we all are miracles walking this earth with this potential and this purpose, that if we slow down and breathe and go inside, we may find and realize, this book does that.
Hey, this is Tracy Braylock, holistic nurse educator, writer, and the owner of This Holistic Life, an online wellness education company offering practical and proactive holistic lifestyle strategies. Jenna has been so influential to my online business. I absolutely love everything she creates, and I never miss the opportunity to gain more wisdom. So when I found out that she had written How Are You Really?, I couldn't wait to get my hands on it. There's just so much goodness in this book, and I'm excited to apply the wisdom from the chapter entitled Soul Shavasana, which includes one of my favorite quotes, "Rest is an essential part of making your dreams come true." I mean, can you imagine arriving at the fulfillment of your dreams and being fully rested? That's just amazing, right? Another quote from the book that has really stuck with me is, "You don't have to predict the future in order to play big in the present. It's about having faith that if you fall, the fall won't kill you, because falling down is so much better than never rising up." Jenna, thank you for rising up, for challenging us to realize our dreams, and offering a roadmap for life and business on our own terms. Congratulations on your new book, my friend.
Hello, this is Drew Kutcher, husband of the amazing author and amazing wife and amazing person, Jenna Kutcher. And I just wanted to come on here to tell you that this book is amazing. Jenna's been working on this for years and has been saying for years before that that she didn't want to write a book. But I'm so glad that she did, because Jenna, letting you bring your heart into this and showing the world that anybody can make their dreams come true, as cliche as that sounds, can happen. And in this book, you kind of tell us, tell the readers, you know, listen to your heart, listen to your intuition. Don't put yourself in a box that society wants you to be put in, that they tell you to be put in. Just, you need to listen within to what your body is telling you, what your mind is telling you, what you think you need to do and what you know you need to do, and just do it. Just go for it. Just take the risk. Start small, whatever you need to do. It's so cool to see, you know, all of these concrete examples. And she brings up our marriage and job history and friendships, all these different things that everybody goes through. But it's cool to see it from a small town Minnesota girl's perspective, and how you can start from the bottom, make it to the top with what you have inside already. You don't need to take the outside influence. You can do it from within. Just let it burn, you know, let it grow and see how far it takes you. One of my favorite lines from the book, it's actually a paragraph, but basically what I've just been saying, the power has always been within us. It's always been available to us deep below the surface. We know our power is there because it whispers to us in the quiet, and it screams to us when we need it. And it shows up in a million different ways. Goosebumps, pinpricks, laughter, pain, amazement, boredom, restlessness, wide-eyed wonder. And then it goes into saying, accessing our power might not begin with marching in the next protest or donating thousands of dollars. And it might not happen on stages or in front of the masses. Uncovering your own power may begin to take shape in a more discreet, personal way. And I thought that was so cool because, you know, maybe you have this little push, this little whisper, this little something that you know is on your mind. Just go after that thing. And I'm so proud of the work that Jenna has done and being able to teach millions of people, you know, how to do that and how to trust your own intuition. It's so cool. So I'm so proud of you, babe. I'm so happy to be along for this journey with you. And I love you so much. I'm so happy for us.
My name is Sue Shellerud. I'm Jenna's mom, also known as Mama Sue to Jenna's team. I was gifted with an early copy of the book from Jenna on Mother's Day, personally inscribed by her, and it was a very precious gift to receive. Ever since Jenna's been a little girl, I've always called her a wise old soul, and her wisdom is really displayed in her writing and her writing style. How the book comes to play in my mind is she is an amazing storyteller, and she uses stories and comes to themes, and then from there has prompts and calls to action in regarding how are we really, and how do we get unstuck, and how do we move forward to what's important in our heart and our soul. Some quotes in the book that she wrote that I thought were so wise and really resonated with me as I really strive to be present and mindful. One, and I'm paraphrasing here, is we have to learn how to silence our inner playground and turn up the volume on our intuition. If you can get quiet enough to let the deepest part of you speak, you might be surprised by what you hear. And in another portion of the book, she goes on to say, how often is your mind silent? How often do you pause from the chaos and listen to what's speaking to you in the quiet? And for both of those, reminded me of one of my favorite verses, which is, be still and know. And I feel like the times when I really do still my mind and really dig deep is often the time when I do get the most clarity of what's most important at that moment and at that time and moving forward for me. In regarding the book and special parts, chapter 16 was titled When a Woman Knows Her Worth. I was very honored and humbled, as this chapter is about resourcefulness, and she used different examples of me as her mother in this chapter. in regarding ways that she felt I demonstrated resourcefulness in my parenting. When I read this chapter, I looked back and thought a lot of those examples I learned from my mother, who is very resourceful. And I also believe I got a lot of my self-confidence, which passed on to our kids from my mother as well. So thanks, Mama. I believe the book is very powerful, no matter what age or stage of life you're at. And I believe it's also a book you could read and reread, and it may come up with different things based on the stages of life that we go through in living on this earth. So, Jenna, I can't even put in words how proud I am that you made this happen. It's an amazing book, an amazing legacy that you put out in the world. It will change lives for everyone that reads it. And I couldn't be more proud to be your mama. So I'll end this by saying what I always say, and that is, I love you more.
Books are undeniably powerful. So much magic can live in those pages. And to hear the impact of the stories I wrote is a priceless gift for me as a writer. To all of my readers so far, whether it be my manuscript editors, early releasers, launch team members, my audiobook listeners, and to my future readers, thank you. It was an honor to get to write for you and to be able to hear from you on this episode and everywhere else. And for the rest of you, my book is out tomorrow and you can read or listen to How Are You Really Too. Order your copy now at howareyoureallybook.com or snag it online wherever you like to get your books. That's howareyoureallybook.com. And if you're willing, will you share the book with someone you love, whether it's a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a peer, your mom, your sister, or someone you want to get to know? I cannot wait to get this book out into the hands of everyone and release it to the world. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey. And thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.